Play my good day. This is John Quilliam with Know Your Parish of Arbury. The name of the parish of Arbury is derived from the Manx word Cairbre or Skilcairbre. Arbury Parish. This parish is dedicated to two saints. The first is Saint Cairbre and the other is Saint Columba. And this dual dedication has persisted to the present day. The parish bears the name of Cairbre, while the church has the name of Columba. But when Kirk was placed before the former, it became Kirk Arbury, or in Manx, Skilcairbre. It is also known as Skil Colum Killia, which is Columba's parish church. A fair was formerly held in this parish on Lael Colum Killia, Columba's church day. The reason for stressing the Lael Colum Killia was to make a distinction between it and a similar fair being held in this parish at that period. Today, it is Lae Colum Killia and not Lael as it was previously. Colby Moor, Big Colby, to Bala Whetstone, the farm of a Thomas Whetstone, Bala Beg. The parish is sandwiched between Rushen and Maloo, all three constituting the Sheading of Rushen. It is gratifying to note how few of our place names have been changed into English, particularly after the long occupation of the then capital, Castletown, by the English. On this narrow strip of sloping land, which slides gently from the continuation of South Barool towards the sea, are several fast-flowing streams and rivers with such delightful names as Awen or Urgen, Silver River, and Awen Sherach, Willow River. All these contain a good supply of fine trout, even in the remote tiny streams near the mountain. Here too are many small yet beautiful glens, which had been the hiding places for the fairies, the glashan, the fenadri, the water sprites, and the other troublesome little bogans of our bygone days, which have now disappeared, like so many of the watermills that line their banks. There are several expressions for a glen in Manx. Glon, glonia, lonia, lona, and ludden. These usually denote some change in the position. For example, glon, a glen. Balaglonia, farm of the glen. Thylona, glen house. And Ludden Lurgach, hillside glen. As this area is undulating and hilly, we therefore find the word cronk, meaning hill, often used. Some examples are Cronk Shinnach, hill of the foxes. Cronk Darach, Oak Hill. Cronk Fedjag, Hill of the Plover. Cronk Moor, Big Hill. Cronk Beg, Little Hill. And Cronk Loss, Burnt Hill. Thallow means land, and here again numerous places are identified by this word. Thallow Kenna, Kenna's land. Thallow Ferro, land under frost. Thallow Eel, Lime Land, and Thallow Sewer, Sour Land, and Thallow Dew, Black Land. Most of the farms received their names from the owners of the past, and as the word Bala generally means farm, so we find Bala Oats, Oats Farm, Bala Madrill, Madrill's Farm, Bala Kegan, Kegan's Farm, Bala Connell, Connell's Farm, Bala Cry, Farm of a Patrick Cry, and Bala Curfey, Curfey or McCurgas Farm. Other farms are named because of their position, like Bala Crink, Hill Farm, Bala Hound, Farm of the River, Bala Tessen, Farm of the Cross, and Bala Yak, Slaty Stone Farm. Ronig is Airy Shinnach, meaning the shealing of foxes, and a section of Ronig is known as the Hill of Foxes, or Cronk Shinnach. Airy Stain simply means Castain's shielding. A portion of land here was once owned by Thorsten, or MacAusten, now Castain. Colby is from a Scandinavian word, Colliburn, meaning Collie's Farm. And in our 1703 records, we find two Colbys mentioned, Colby Moor and Colby Beg, Big and Little Colby. We will quickly notice that so many of the old and original personal surnames still exist in this area, chiefly so in places away from the villages and particularly in the farming area. Such names as Convig, Gorn, Castain, Christian, Cool, Taggart, Mulcriest, Kelly, and so on. And here are the meanings of some of them. Convig comes from the Manx Mac Con Blig, which was son of Co Big, and meaning little hound. Gorn came from the Manx Mac a Gown. A Gow is a smith, so that Mac a Gown is son of the smith, or blacksmith, a very important tradesman of the past. Castain, an Orse name from Austin or Porston, meaning Thor's stone. Christian, this is also a pure Norse name and came originally from Christen, meaning a Christian or faithful person. Cool probably came from the Old English C-O-L-E, coal, meaning black stranger. Taggart came from Mac Taggart, or Mac Sargat. Sargat is Manx for a priest, and Mac is son of, so it is son of the priest. Mulcriest is really Molia Cris. Molia means praising or worshipping, so it is servant of Christ. Kelly from MacCailloch is Old Gaelic and is as common in Ireland as it is here. It means war contentions.